The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Of the 109 people killed by an intimate partner or family member last year, 64 were with a firearm. In many cases, the victims were killed by known abusers who still had access to guns. Sonia Holt is a survivor whose ex-fiancé killed his daughter, her mother, two others, and himself. She says she tried to create a paper trail to show that he was a threat, but even so, he was allowed to keep a gun.
When an abuser has access to firearms, statistics show that domestic violence is more likely to turn deadly. Abusers with a documented history of violence must be held accountable for their abusive behavior.
A recent report recommends four policies to prevent more abusers from killing. They include prohibiting those subject to protective orders from possessing firearms through the duration of the orders, prohibiting those convicted of domestic violence misdemeanors from possessing or owning firearms, requiring courts to notify these individuals that federal law prohibits them from owning firearms, and authorizing law enforcement to remove firearms from the scene of a domestic violence incident without a warrant. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.